गोपी जान वाला पाम गिरिवार धारी यशोर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन Yamuna Tira Vana Chai Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Gopi Jana Vala Bham Girivara Rai Shoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Gopi Jana Vala Bham Girivara Dhari Shoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Asatara Sato Sri Srimadas Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Iskan Vandaracharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Skoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Dwarka Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Gaura Premananda Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 6 the Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Today we're reading from text 231 through 235. 235 has a purport, so we'll chant that together. But first, I'll read the first four texts myself. Mahaprasad, Prasadam of Lord Jagannath, text 232. Aji tumi nishkapati hoile Krishna Shraya, Krishna aji nishkapati toma hoile sadaya. Translation, indeed, today you have undoubtedly taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and Krishna, without reservation, has become very merciful toward you. Text 233. Aji se kandila tomara dehadi bandana. Aji tumi china koile mayara bandana. Translation. My dear Bhattacharya, today you have been released from material bondage in the bodily conception of life. You have cut to pieces the shackles of the illusory energy. Text 234. Aji Krishna Prapti Yoga Hoila Tomara Mana Veda Dharma Langi Koile Prasada Bhakshana. Today, your mind has become fit to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna because, surpassing the Vedic regulative principles, you have eaten the remnants of food offered to the Lord. So, text 235. This is not a Bengali verse. It's a Sanskrit verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that Lord Chaitanya is quoting. Yeah, okay. Yesham sa esha Bhagavan daya yet anantaha. Sarvat manashrita pado yadi nirvyalikam. Te dustaram atitaranti tateva mayam. Naisham mamahamiti di svasrigala bhakshe. Ye sham sa esha Bhagavan daya yet ananta. Sarvat manashrita pado yadi nirvyalikam. Te dustaram atitaranti cha deva mayam. Naisham mamahamiti di svasrigala bhakshe. Yesham sa esha Bhagavan daya yet ananta. Sarvat manashrita pado yadi nirvyalikam. Te dustaram atitaranti cha deva mayam. Naisham mamahamiti di svasrigala bhakshe. Naisham mamahamiti di svasrigala bhakshe. Yesham Saesha Bhagavan Dayayedananta Saravamanasrita Pado Yadi Nirvilikam Te Dustaram Atitaranti Chadeva Maya Nai Sama Mahamiti Dishvashvagala Bhakshe Yesham Saesha Bhagavan Dayayedananta Sarvatmanasrita Pado Yadi Nirvyalikam Te Dustaramati Taranti Chadeva Mayam Nai Sama Mahamiti Dishvashvagala Bhakshe Vaishnavis Yesham sa esha bhagavan dayayedananta Sarvatmanasrita pado yadi nirvyalikam Te dustaram atitaranti chadeva mayam Nai Sama Mahamiti Dishvashvagala Bhakshe Yesham Sa Esha Bhagavan Dayayedananta Sarvatmanasrita Yadi Nirvyalikam Dustaramati Taranti Chadeva Mayam Synonyms. Yesham. Unto those who are fully surrendered souls. Sa. He. Eshaha, this, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dayayet, may show mercy, Anantaha, the unlimited, Sarva Atmana, fully, without reservation, Ashrita Padaha, those who have taken shelter of the Lord. Yadi, if, nirvilikam, without duplicity, te, such persons, dustaram, insurmountable, atitaranti, surpass, cha, also, Deva Maya, the illusory material energy. Na, not. Esham, this. Mama Aham, my and I. Iti, such. Dihi, intelligence. Shrashrigala Bhakshe, in the body, which is to be eaten by dogs and jackals. Translation, quoting from the Bhagavatam. When a person takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without reservation, the unlimited, merciful Lord bestows his causeless mercy upon him. Thus, he can pass over the insurmountable ocean of nescience. Those whose intelligence is fixed in the bodily conception, who think, I am this body, are fit food for dogs and jackals. The Supreme Lord never bestows his mercy upon such people. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord never bestows his benediction upon those fixed in the bodily conception. As Krishna clearly states in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 66, Sarva dharman paritya ja, mamikam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashami masujaha. Quote, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. End quote. The verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.42, explains the meaning of Krishna's statement. Krishna bestowed his causeless mercy upon Arjuna just to get him out of the bodily conception. This was done at the very beginning of the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 2.13, where Krishna says, Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumram yovanam jara. In this body there is an owner, and one should not consider the body to be the self. This is the first instruction to be assimilated by a devotee. If one is under the bodily conception, he is unable to realize his true identity and engage in the loving devotional service of the Lord. Unless one comes to the transcendental position, he cannot expect the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, nor can he cross over the vast ocean of material nescience. Lord Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita 7.14. Mameva ye prapadyante mayamatam tarantite. Without surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot expect release from the clutches of Maya, the illusory energy. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, Mayavadi sannyasis who falsely think of themselves as liberated from the clutches of Maya are called vimuktamanina. Actually, they are not liberated, but they think that they have become liberated and have become Narayan himself. Although they have apparently realized that they are not the material body but spirit soul, they nonetheless neglect the duty of the spirit soul, which is to render service to the supreme soul. Therefore, their intelligence becomes unsanctified. Unless one's intelligence is sanctified, one cannot apply it to understanding devotional service. Devotional service begins when the mind, intelligence, and ego are completely purified. Mayavadi sannyasis do not purify their intelligence, mind, and ego, and consequently, they cannot engage in the service of the Lord or expect the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although they rise to a very high position by executing severe austerities and penances, they hover in the material world without the benediction of the lotus feet of the Lord. Sometimes they rise to the Brahman effulgence, but because their minds are not completely purified, they must return to material existence. The karmis are fully under the bodily conception of life, and the jnanis, although theoretically understanding that they are not the body, also have no information about the lotus feet of the Lord because they overly stress impersonalism. Consequently, both Karmis and Gyanis are unfit for receiving the mercy of the Lord and becoming devotees. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Karma Kanda Gyana Kanda Kevala Vishera Bandha. Those who have taken to the process of Karma Kanda, fruit of activity, and Gyana Kanda, speculation on the science of transcendence, have simply eaten from poison pots. They are condemned to remain in material existence, life after life, until they take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:19. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabha. Quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the context of this is that one morning Lord Chaitanya went very early to the Jagannath temple to observe the waking of the Lord. And when he was at the temple, one of the pujaris gave him some mahaprasadam and some garlands from Lord Jagannath. So Lord Chaitanya wrapped them in a cloth, and then he immediately went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he got to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house just before sunrise when the Bhattacharya was arising. And of course, the Bhattacharya, before his contact with Lord Chaitanya, was the teacher of the Mayavadi sannyasis in Jagannath Puri. You know, he was not initially manifesting himself as a devotee of the Lord, but when Lord Chaitanya came there and began to interact with him, he began to change, but not completely, initially. So on this occasion, Lord Chaitanya entered the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just as he was getting up, and he offered to him the Mahaprasad from Lord Jagannath. Now normally, Brahminical personalities in India, they have very strict rules about when to take prasad, you know, about what to do in the morning. You know, they have to get up, bathe very carefully before doing anything. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just immediately honored the Mahaprasadam. And this pleased Lord Chaitanya very much. You know, you can see now you become a devotee. So the higher principles of bhakti can sometimes override, you know, the normal rules and regulations. So in the text that we're looking at today, which I just lost. 6:231. Okay, here we are. There were some statements that seem a little puzzling. For example, there's the purport statement, the Supreme Lord never bestows his benediction upon those fixed in the bodily conception. And unless one comes to the transcendental position, he cannot expect the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, that's part of a longer section of the purport. If one is under the bodily conception, he is unable to realize his true identity and engage in the loving service of the Lord. Unless one comes to the transcendental position, he cannot expect the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord. So, so that would appear to suggest that those who are in the bodily conception of life cannot get the mercy of the Lord. Like you're all going to be going out today, or some of you, to the, you know, to Alachua for this event, where you'd be distributing the mercy of the Lord. And we actually see in other parts of the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya distributes his mercy, he distributes love of God without consideration of whether one is advanced or not advanced. There's no consideration. He's freely distributing his mercy to everyone. And then there are other statements in Shastra. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. That means that the conditioned souls wandering throughout the material universe, by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, they get the seed of devotional service. So there are other statements in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Shastra indicating that those in the bodily conception of life, they can get causeless mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, perhaps one way to adjust this is to understand there are different ways in which the Lord can be causelessly merciful. And in some cases, in some of the ways in which the Lord is causelessly merciful, that mercy is accessible to those in the bodily conception of life. And some ways in which the Lord is causelessly merciful aren't accessible to those in the bodily conception of life. And perhaps that's one way to look at that. Because, as I said, there are statements like Brahmanda Brahmanda Brahmati Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. That the conditioned souls are wandering through the universe from planet to planet, from body to body, and somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, they get the seed of devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya, he's also freely distributing that to everyone, even to the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. So that is an aspect, so we could say that that is an aspect of the Lord's causeless mercy that a person in the bodily conception of life is able to receive, at least that much. Get the seed of devotional service. And then, if one properly waters that seed of devotional service, you know, by practicing sadhana bhakti, then, and only then, one becomes eligible for other aspects of the Lord's causeless mercy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yayatamam prapadyante tams tataiva vajamyaham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, for those at certain levels, Krishna will, through his causeless mercy, reciprocate with them to greater or lesser degrees. So, at least in this age of Kali, in the movement of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord's causeless mercy is available to everyone, because Lord Chaitanya is distributing it freely through his agents. Anyone in this movement is an agent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, engaged in the distribution of the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everyone is eligible for that, even if they're in the bodily conception of life. But Krishna says, bhaktyamam abhijananti yavan yaschasmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. By devotional service, and only by devotional service, can he be known. And when one knows Krishna fully, when one fully practices this devotional service, one becomes eligible to enter into Krishna's pastimes and abode, directly deal with Krishna face to face. You know, as the cowherd boys are playing with Krishna, the gopis are dancing with Krishna. It's a personal, face-to-face, intimate relationship. So even that is not achieved by our effort. It's by the transcendental, causeless mercy of the Lord that he allows himself to be perceived, by devotees who have transcended the bodily concept of life and become completely purified. That is, one has to come to that platform in order to be eligible for that particular causeless mercy of the Lord. So it's very difficult to come to that stage immediately. So in the intermediate stages, we can become eligible for the causeless mercy of the Lord. In another way, we can learn to see how Krishna is reciprocating with us. We may not be able to see, Krishna face to face, but in the course of our devotional service, we should be able to begin to see the spiritual master is beginning to reciprocate with us, to help us carry out our devotional service, to correct us in different ways if we're going off the track. there are many statements in the Srimad Bhagavatam about how devotees perceive the mercy of Krishna in what happens to them in the course of their devotional service. So I think those are some ways to look at these statements that the Supreme Lord never bestows his benedictions upon those in the bodily conception. He doesn't give his full benedictions in terms of ultimately revealing his full identity, and he doesn't start to fully reciprocate with someone in the bodily conception of life at the highest stage of reciprocation that's possible. But Krishna may give his causeless mercy to a person in the bodily conception of life by giving them the chance to start the process of devotional service, and in the course of becoming purified by practicing bhakti yoga, then the devotee will become eligible for other manifestations of Krishna's causeless mercy. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any comments that would help us understand the meanings of these statements about eligibility for the causeless mercy of the Lord, or any question? Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned that verse, does the spiritual master give the seed, or does he germinate the seed?
Well, let's consider the statement, Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So according to that statement, Brahmanda Brahmate, the conditioned soul is wandering throughout the material universe, Kon Bhagyavan Jeev, but if a conditioned soul is fortunate, then Guru Krishna Prasade, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, Pai, he gets Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotional service. So I don't think the two things that you mentioned are mutually exclusive, but the verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that I cited is saying by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the conditioned soul gets the seed. Of course, once by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, a soul has gotten the seed of devotional service, the guru, and when I say guru, I mean shiksha gurus, diksha gurus, vartma pradarshika gurus, they give the disciple shiksha or diksha and help them manifest, you know, that seed of devotional service by giving them instruction how to practice devotional service. So it would appear that the answer is that the guru does both of the things that you mentioned. Yes?
Isn't it true that everyone already has his swarup, or their swarup? It's just not known or manifest. It's covered over.
Well, you know, these are questions, you know, different authorities may have said different things about, but there are statements that seem to indicate that. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabunai Shravanadi Shude Chitti Karya Udai, you know, that that eternal love for Krishna, prema, which normally we think can only be expressed by a, you know, a devotee with a swarupa, said it's there and it can be manifested by, you know, the hearing and the chanting. So that seems to be the general way in which Srila Prabhupada presented it, that it's not being imported from somewhere else. It's there within and it simply has to be revealed. That seems to be the general way in which he presented it. There are those who may have other conceptions. I don't, you know, like, intend to get into a very, you know, deep discussion of alternative points of views, but, you know, just say that the view you presented is generally the way in which Srila Prabhupada presented it. And Lord Chaitanya said, Jivara Sarupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das. You know, that's Swarupa, Krishna Dasa. You know, that's. Or he said, what is that verse from the Shikshashtaka? No, the one, I am your eternal servant, and I've. Yeah, I Nandu Tanuji Kinkaram. He's speaking, he's teaching the conditioned souls how to pray. He's taking the position of an aspiring devotee of the Lord. I Nandu Tanuji Kinkaram, Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Bodhao, Kripaya Tava Padapankaja, Stita Duli Sadrasham Vichintaya. So he's saying something like that. So, something else. Yes, Prabhu?
Maybe this can be part of Prabhupada in Madhulila,
chapter 6, this chapter 160. There is a verse, Antaranga Chit Shakti Jivatatasta Shakti Maya Bhiranga Shakti Tinakare Prem Bhakti. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, the eternal love is in the heart of the soul, but until unless the pleasure potency and cognition potency, which constitute diksha, initiation, that slowly manifest in the heart of the soul, the eternal love will never revive. And yeah. Prabhupada said he can never escape. So that's a very nice bridge, Prabhupada put it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Prabhu. All right. I see note for the respected speaker. Please finish Srimad Bhagavatam question and comments by 8:45 a.m. So I'll follow the directions for the respected speaker. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.